Brian Adams, Summer 69 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, 20th of October. How are you?
Hello, fella.
What's the story with you?
Oh, absolutely delighted. I mean,
delighted and excited.
Indeed, yeah. Looking forward to a break.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having me here.
Looking forward to a break. Are you taking a break?
Yeah, I think we're taking about 6 weeks of a break somewhere.
You're not taking a break.
Well, you know what I mean.
I don't think you're allowed leave.
No.
You must be as... Sure, you're up there. You're as important as, what's his name, Tony Houlihan.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Shout out. When you talk about essential.
Banging out your crackers, Jim. Banging them out. You know yourself. How's things with you and all this on you?
Not bad. And can I just say to cheer you up...
There's a frog in your throat there.
There is. I'm getting excited here now because I think... I anticipated that you might not be at the top of your game this morning, you know.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
So I decided that since we're going to play the birthdays today...
Oh, what have you got?
I decided I would have a treat. So let me just reach down here and get me a bag of tricks and let me just have a dig around here. Hang on a second. What have I done with them? Oh, yeah, because I have to make sure I have...
He's rooting in his man sack here, everybody. Ah, look at he's got orange twinadils. Oh,
look at that.
My God.
Look at that.
Oh,
I spotted them. I was doing a bit of shopping in Dunn's last night.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I spotted them. I thought, I know a bloke who'd be well into them.
You were like, I know a fella who is a fella who'd love one of them, is what you were thinking.
I thought I had a second one.
That's one for you, one for me.
Yeah, now, of course, obviously, I mean, you know, these things, you can't just hand them out willy-nilly.
No.
You'd have to earn them.
Don't you dare, Neil. That's terrible.
Now, I was just thinking, what with the birthdays on the way?
Don't you dare. Oh, my God. Don't you dare. Let me not get the birthdays and then scoff both of them while I'm looking at you through a window.
What? Actually, that's a very good idea as well.
Yeah, don't you dare. Oh, my God.
Come on, and look it. Let's just see how the birthdays go,
give
it
one hand and punch me in the face with the other.
Yeah, Pink, get the party started here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 13 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, 20th of October. Before we get stuck into the official birthdays, we have to say happy birthday to Anna. Anna is 15 today.
Ah, happy very birthday.
And what makes her super lucky is the fact that she's the daughter of Pa the Plasterer.
Oh my God, she's double winner, big winner all round.
Who hasn't wanted to be related to Pa the Plasterer?
I wish I was as young for that every day.
Isn't it? Just amazing.
Isn't it?
Anyway, Anna, happy 15th birthday to you today. Right, let's get stuck into these birthdays for you, sir. Remember, there's a Cadbury's orange twirl at stake.
At stake here, this is a big morning.
It's a big moment. Right, here we go. Starting off with the legendary Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Diggity Dogg.
Snoop Diggity Dogg, who also goes by the names of things like Snoop Lion, apparently.
Snoop Lion. As if
and
you
Snoopzilla.
You couldn't get three more opposite things. One's extinct, one's a cat, and one's a dog.
Well, look at this. First time I've seen this. You know what his real name is?
Oh, it's probably Henry Winkleman or something like that. Oh, that's the fault.
It's Cordazzer Calvin Broadus.
That is not his real name, is it?
Yeah.
I can see why he made it easy.
Yeah.
I can see why he was sick of spelling that one, wasn't he? Snoop.
Yeah.
S-N-O-P. That's how you spell it.
S-N-O-P.
S-N-O-P's, yeah. That's all you need.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
To be fair, kind of like, you know when they did that remake of
Starsky and Hutch?
He was the only good thing in it.
He was the only good thing
in
it. And he was a brilliant Huggy Bear.
Yeah.
Brilliant Huggy Bear.
The man was born to play Huggy Bear.
I know. In fairness, he probably should have been Huggy Bear. Only his not natural born name was too ridiculous. You know what I mean? He fits the bill so perfectly. He was just born in the wrong time.
Yeah, he was just the wrong animal. They were looking for a Huggy Bear and he was a Snoop Dogg.
And he was there, hey, I'm a Snoopzilla from another time. I gotta say, Snoop is about... Well, Snoop was around a long time. He was like NWA and all, was he?
I have no idea.
I don't know enough about hip or hoppers.
Yeah, hip or hoppers are.
Hip or hoppers are a little bit above.
Slightly outside of my range of reference.
I gotta say, Snoop Diggity Dogg is like 53.
49.
Oh, okay.
49. Not too bad, to be fair. Right, it's Kylie's little sister's birthday today. Danny Minogue. Yeah, and of course, you being Was she neighbours or
home and away?
She was home and away.
She was home and away. She went into the rival soap.
Unbelievable.
So there was all of that was going on. Kylie was, you know, the teen sensation, and everybody loved Kylie now. And then she went into Home and Away, and she was like an emo. Do you remember? She was all sort of depressed, young one and all. Oh, yeah. Bit of attitude. Stop looking at me on the old television, will you? I'm not here for attention. I'm here, God, so stupid.
She was be a pain in the behind, though, for her. Because, in fairness, you know, like, actress in a huge soap.
Yeah.
Had lots of hits in her own right.
Did, very much, yeah.
And will still always be Kylie's little sister.
Kylie's little sister, Danny Minogue. I remember, wasn't she on Britain's Got Talent and all? Or one of them, was it?
As a Georgian stuffer, yeah.
One of them, I can't remember. Again, if it was Kylie, I'd remember. Isn't that terrible?
That's what I'm saying. It must be awful for her. Like, what would she have? She never.
Ah, no, she's giving
you never
up
break out of that.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say, yeah. But I bet you there'd be snots about it, I bet you. Yeah. Oh, Danny, how are you? How's Kylie? I knew you were going to ask. I knew you were going to be all to be snots and tears over it. I'd say she's... She's not a million miles away. Maybe a little older than me. I have... She's 51.
Oh, 49.
I fart off life on my... 49. You trick me putting two the same.
Right, let's get on to the sport, will we? You'll feel better about the sport.
Definitely, yeah.
Although, actually, I may have spoken too soon. I don't think you'll feel better about this sport.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is this? Oh, God.
I'm afraid so.
It's cricket.
No.
Golf.
No.
I'm bad at
it. It is football.
Oh, it is football?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's Leeds.
No.
Oh, my God, it's not Liverpool.
Yes, it is.
Ah, jeez, Jim. Ah, Jim, come on.
What's more?
This is why he gave me chocolate. And why he's tempting me with chocolate.
He is he's a proper Liverpool legend.
Oh,
Ian
no.
Rush.
Oh, my God.
Welsh footballing great.
Oh, the smell of old whippets off him. And his moustache.
265 goals in 229 games for Liverpool.
Do you know what the worst thing about Ian Rush is?
What?
There's a lot bad, but you know what's actually the worst thing about Ian Rush?
What?
He actually seems like a decent fella. seems like a decent fella. He's funny, and he's a bit of an actual legend, and his tash was hilarious.
Yeah, even though he was Welsh, he did perfect the Scouse tash.
He did,
to be fair, he really did. Yeah. He was a goal machine.
I know,
in his time.
But, like, you know that if he scratched his tash, like, little hamsters and all would be running over the wrong face and everything. And he'd have to put them back in. Yeah. Oh, God, Ian Rush, yeah. I think he played in one of the first games of football I was ever really into, actually. Not anyone cares about that. They were playing Crystal Palace. Of course they won. Even in my first game, oh, God. I'd say Ian Rush is about... He's about 62.
59.
Ah! They're all got nines in their ages 59. This morning.
Actually, there is quite a lot. There is a proliferation of nines for some reason. Right, what about this? Stick with the football. Claudio Ranieri. The Tinkerman himself.
The Tinkerman, yeah. Ranieri.
Come here. He wasn't the guy. No, it was the Swansea lad. Remember the Swansea lad who used to do the whole thing? Used to use the mad analogies.
He was brilliant,
about,
yeah.
We're in the hospital, but yeah. We're out of intensive care.
We're out of intensive care.
We're not getting visitors.
Yeah, not out of visitors. We're in A&E or something. Do you remember him?
Who was he? That was the Swansea lad.
Yeah, he was the Swansea manager.
He was brilliant, he was.
If Premier League is like or Formula 1, we are in a very bad car or something like that. Remember? He was the funniest.
Oh, I'm going to have to look him up, his quotes.
He was great to watch. He used to love watching
Ranieri was the man they called the Tinker Man.
The Tinkerman, yeah. Why was he called the Tinkerman?
Because basically he kept tinkering with his team.
Oh, I kept.
He'd never played
it,
the same team twice or whatever. He'd always be kind of like swapping people in or out and all that.
He had a bit of a mafia look about
career
him as well, though.
But he was a likable character.
You're like, did he just substitute the fullback, or is the fullback now swimming with the fishes or sleeping with the fishes?
Although I don't know, I think he's like. He'd be very much a Carlo Ancelotti light. Carlo Ancelotti looks like a man who
he's the real deal.
He would actually have you. There would be a horse's head in your bed.
Yeah.
But Ranieri would be the lad and who'd come around and say, look, I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah.
I'll change those sheets for you.
Ranieri is the guy who plays Ancelotti in the film.
Yeah.
That's who he is. I'd say he's about 63, is he?
Not bad. 69.
Ah.
69. And then here's one for you to take you back to your youth. In fact, I wonder, just in case it helps, right? Just from the point of view of... let me see if I can... Can I find it here? Yes, there it is there. Right? Just from the point of view of kind of putting you in a time and place, okay?
Yes, yes. Oh, my God, Great Hill!
It is the birthday today of one Susan Tully.
Which one was she now?
Do you remember? Ah, what do you... What was her name?
Was she the blonde one?
Well, she's the one who went on to be in EastEnders.
The dark-haired one. No, I know what you're talking about.
What was her name in the series,
I think, wasn't she Michelle in EastEnders? Was
Michelle
that
in EastEnders, yeah.
And
what was she in?
Oh, God, I
remember
her so well.
She was the one of the first. She was the one of the... She was
the
like Tucker and all that sort of stuff.
She was like the Just Say No guy. Oh, no, just before all the Just
before
Say No
Before all
gang,
that,
yeah. Yeah, she was with
What's
Tucker.
What's her name in it?
In the toilets and all. Daka, let it go. Yeah, oh my God.
Apparently now she's well thought of as a TV director now.
Yeah,
apparently she's a proper heavy hitter.
I swear to God, like all the news we had last night and everything, and hearing this music and thinking about Michelle and Tucker and all, it's like a warm blanket.
That's where
we should all go. Warm blanket.
We should all go into a sort of weird hibernation for a while and just, you know, dwell in nostalgia.
Yeah, I'm just lost.
Till it all passes by. Putting yourself in cryogenic kind of like, tell you what, I'm just pressing pause here.
Yeah.
I'll come back when all this is over.
Exactly. Like every time, like when me, Al Martin's and all is talking, this is all I hear in the background. That's all I hear in
so
the background.
So don't you shout, he's talking away and you're shouting, Taka!
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do that!
We got a serious problem here. We've run out of candy bars for the party. What we gotta do? Yeah.
It's gonna bug me now. I wonder if anybody texted in what her name was.
Oh, she has at least 10 years on me. I'm going to say she's 55.
Not bad. 52.
Ah, okay. Right.
And you know
okay.
something? Because of the day that's in it, you can have your orange chocolate twirl.
Classic Hits at lunch.
This is Classic Hits.
6:33. Thank you, John. Morning to you. How are you?
Very, very good. Good morning to you all. How are you all?
Excellent. Super duper.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Couldn't be better.
True.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. Over the moon.
I mean, I can't think of any...
There's no reasons in the wide world to be not absolutely delirious.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just, apart from immunologists and all
Look,
those types.
Look, I find denial is always
the best way.
Yeah. The ostrich method. I think the old bury your head in the sand.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I just hear the Grange Hill music in the background.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. So, nothing strange, John. Nothing with you.
Nothing out of the ordinary now, to be honest.
No,
you know,
news behind the news.
No, you're referring to the elephant in the room, is it?
Look, we've got what have we got? More than 24 hours, haven't we? When's it kick in?
Wednesday midnight.
Ah, yeah. Sure, anything could happen between now and then.
Sure, we could fit in 10,000 cases before then with a bit of luck, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. There's 6 weeks they're planning on now, is it?
1st of December, was it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So basically, Mickey Martin was saying that if we get our act together, we'll be all right for Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Woo.
Christmas, you know. And the usual Seamus Heaney quotes and... Ni nars go cur le caile. You know, the old Irish, a bit of the old Gaeilge there, you know, to make us... No, seriously, it's just bananas.
It is bananas.
What is going on?
I don't think if anybody could answer that question.
Well, I, for one, just can't wait to be looking out the window like an old domestic house cat again for
it's
a few months.
An episode of Peg or something, you know?
Ah, yes.
Where are we going as a country?
Waking up happy all the same.
At least I have a chocolate twirl, lads.
It. Look, does life get better? Rick Springfield. That's a bit of a favourite of yours, isn't it, Jesse's Girl?
Oh, I love that song. I really love that song, yeah. Did you ever see the movie Boogie Nights? And there's a great scene with that song as well.
Yeah.
Crack-a-dill-thing tune, isn't it?
Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl, Country House from Blur. Just ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting us hang out with you. 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, 20th of October. A couple of bits and pieces. Suzanne Ross.
Yes.
Does that ring a bell?
Suzanne Ross.
Apparently that's who Susan Tully played in Grange Hill all those years ago.
Right.
Loads of people texted in, including Elf Terry and a few more people, saying that it was Suzanne Ross.
Such a great,
the name of our
character
great
show. Oh yeah. My God, the happiness, the memories of that.
Brilliant. Also, can I just say, I've sampled... Your chocolate twirl, orange twirl.
Yes, and?
Very good.
Very good,
very
Jim.
Very good.
Very good, isn't it?
It is.
What
now,
are
I've
all
actually,
those weirdos that didn't like it thinking, I was wondering?
I've had one finger.
Yes.
Because I'm going to save the other one until my 8 o'clock coffee.
Yeah, good.
I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to be a pig.
I don't know how you do it, but
I know.
I think it's a great
took
idea.
Took a lot of self-discipline.
Look, Jim, it's orange. Cranberry's chocolate.
It actually is delicious.
Oh,
I wasn't
shocking.
Sure what to expect.
Shockingly good.
It's very, very good.
Oh, you're so good.
So I'm looking for. So I've had. I give you my seal of approval on that.
I've left mine leaning against the fan that you gave me. So it's working as a miniature fridge.
You're cooling your chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's leaning.
Because you couldn't actually use the genuine fridge because some hero sales
now would have his fingers all over that. So it's leaning on the fan out here, yeah. The right way.
Also, I have to share a few of these with you. It was the guy we were trying to think of is a guy called Carlos Carvajal. Carvajal.
He was a Swansea man.
He was a Swansea lad, right? And I have to share some of these. These are brilliant, right? Some of the ones that that the quotes he came out with, you know, the mad press conference quotes. So he says, one of the things he said was, he says, "We have money for sardines, and I'm thinking lobster. I'll do my best to try and bring in the best players. I will look to the lobsters and the sea bass, but if we must buy sardines, sometimes sardines can win games."
Like, I mean, imagine being a sardine footballer and him coming to you. You'd be like, well, hold a minute now. I know.
He also continued with, "The boat is on the sea. The bait is on the hook, but there is nothing so far. I'm not on the boat. I'm on the bench watching." And this was the thing you were saying about the Formula One.
Oh, yeah.
It was when they were going to play Liverpool. And they were talking about Liverpool being so strong or whatever.
Yeah,
and
he said,
"I said to my players that Liverpool were a top team. They're really strong. But they are a Formula One car. And if you put a Formula One car in London traffic, the Formula One car will not run very fast."
How did they get relegated, I wonder?
Absolutely
how
brilliant.
How did that happen?
When one swan falls, another swan will fly. That was another thing he had. And then this I think, was one of my favourite ones. "We are close to going out of the hospital. We are not far away from the doctors telling us we can go home. And still we can work. But we can work at home. So we were in the process."
He's great, isn't he?
Unbelievable.
I have a feeling his translator was like his best mate. And he kept saying, "Say this." And he's like, "Are you sure?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's it." And he goes, "Why do you keep doing this to me? Every time I say something."
There's stuff here I haven't even heard. I thought I'd heard all of the. Like, look at this one. "But if you and I go to a picnic and we take one chicken and I eat it all, statistically, you have eaten half a chicken." These are things he used. These are things he said in genuine press conferences.
But would you love to know what the questions were? The question there was probably, what did you think of Jair's offside?
Oh, yeah.
If we go to a picnic. Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it?
"It looks like that movie Police Academy. Police Academy 1, Police Academy 2. And we think we're going to Police Academy 3 in this moment because it is the third time." I think he might be my favourite manager ever.
Isn't he?
He is fantastic.
You know, Andy Bad News is writing down all those quotes to use with us in here now.
Yeah, actually, Andy is our version of Carvajal, isn't he?
Yeah, except our Andy, he's great for metaphor. He just makes a metaphor out of everything.
Yeah.
So he'd be sitting in here and, I don't know, like if you're there, right, lads, listen, if you want to get more people listening to the show, right, you have to think of it as it's a big boat, right, and it's on a motorway. It's out of place, right? And you have to think, how do I get not the boat into the sea, how do I get the whole motorway into the sea?
Yeah.
And then everyone else sinks and you float. Right, I'm going to leave that with you. And you go,
oh.
Right.
Of course.
And then he goes, so we'll talk about this again on Thursday at 2 o'clock, and then he doesn't come in.
You're forgetting his best one of all. Remember his best one of all?
No, what was that one?
He said, "Look, right, I tell you, it's like this, right? It's like an airport, say, right?
Oh,
it's like
I
an airport,
do right? remember
So you got
this.
Magic Mike there, and he's like in air traffic control, right? So he's kind of in air traffic control going, "Yeah, we should look at that. You should go over there," or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, he says to me, he says, "You're like the pilot, right? You've got to get us from where we are to where we want to be, right? That's that." And then he says, and then there's your man down the back of the plane eating peanuts and showing his willy to the air hostesses, right? But that's not the way it is.
It's very rude, isn't it?
Yeah, Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Almost 7:10 here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday. Hitbit on the way this hour. Of course, details very soon. But to be honest with you, I wish I had some sort of like alarm bell sound effect or something, or warning signal, really.
Yeah.
Because I tell you something, just let me say it to you in person, right, okay? If you're about to sit down and get stuck into whatever breakfast is for you,
don't,
nice cooked breakfast or
don't
nice,
eat now.
Even your cereals or anything like that, okay? A word of warning, it may be best to hold off when you hear the story that PJ Gallagher is about to unfold on us just now.
I want to tell you a little story that has just made me question what universe we're living in. So a man has called out his girlfriend, right? He actually got upset with her over this. He got upset with her over this, right? So he thinks she's being unreasonable. The couple have recently started arguing after this woman has discovered her man's unusual going to the toilet habits, right?
Right.
That's the only way I can put it. He doesn't use a bidet or anything, and he doesn't use toilet roll.
Good.
Of any kind. He doesn't do anything. He just sits and squats and goes. Sit down. Nothing.
Issues.
Nothing at all. He sits down, he does the number twos, and he pulls up his pants and he heads off out the way. He doesn't have any
other... Oh, my God.
He insists that he absolutely does not need to use it because he has a high-fiber diet, and he says that good nutrition keeps his far end really clean, and his girlfriend is really upset about it, and he's called her out. The woman says that, like, she thought he was winding her up, right? Because apparently he's a mad one for winding her up all the time, right?
Right.
So he's like, you're messing. You don't just do that. And he goes, no, I'm telling you now, if you have a high enough fiber diet, you can eat all you want, and then when you go to the toilet, it comes out clean with no sticky areas, and it breaks off, and you don't need any of that nonsense. And then he went to the shop, and the next time he went to the shop, he came back with fiber tablets for her, so she wouldn't be wasting her money on Jack's Roll. That's what he did.
But I mean, that's look. You're the expert now to ask on this. No, come on. You're big into your healthy diet. You eat clean.
Yeah,
have done.
I do.
Okay, admittedly. You know, like the rest of us.
Okay, look, lately now, there's been a lot of cake and chocolate twirls and orange twirls.
The path has gotten a little narrower and you may have stumbled off at the odd time. And, you know, as you say, orange chocolate twirls this morning and stuff like that. But other than that, you did go through a spell where you were, like, proper disciplined.
Oh, yes, that's very true, yeah.
Please don't tell me that you resorted to the no toilet paper.
You're joking me. The proper discipline makes you worse of anything. You know, when you're all that fibre, it turns you into a wind farm. A wind farm. I'm in the other end. Like, literally, you're walking around the house and you're like... It's like sometimes it's like your bum is shouting at you. You're so full of wind because of all the fibre. This man is absolutely disgusting. He's disgusting.
I have heard now, for in the interest of balance, that what? Obviously the proper diet will mean that there's less maybe involved in that in capacity. But not to the extent of none.
No, not at all. Look, people reacted to this. They reacted very, like, people are shocked by it. One person said, well, your boyfriend is probably right, actually, because with the amount of crap coming out of his mouth, there's probably nothing left to come out of his rear end. That's what one person said. Another person said, is this a thing people do? Your boyfriend is gross and I don't blame you for being turned off. I wouldn't be offended by the fibre supplements, though. So they kind of went, this is disgusting, you should be wiping his bum, but yeah, you do need fibre, but if you're that bad, you probably need
But that's what
fiber.
I'm saying. You can say that. You can go, look, absolutely, the appropriate amount of fibre in your diet is a good thing, and it probably does help in that area.
Yeah, of course,
But not to the extent where you suddenly stop buying toilet roll.
No way! It's beyond disgusting. Oh my God. Imagine I robbed a pair of his underpants by accident. I'd be in serious trouble.
That'd put a halt to your gallop, I can tell you.
Can you imagine finding that out about someone? Everything you think you know about someone. I don't care if you're married for 52 years and you have 4 kids and you've been together forever. You find out your fella is just jumping off the jacks and going about his business. You need to leave him immediately.
And like,
divorce.
I mean,
divorce. And the judge won't argue with you. You'll stand there and go, I want everything.
Did she not specify that there was evidence, you know, from the pantaloon area or anything?
She never mentioned the pantaloons. I guess
maybe he just burned them. Or don't tell me he went commando or anything.
Oh, jeez. Imagine ruining a good pair of jeans like that.
God.
Oh, it's become beyond disgust.
Do you know what I just realised, though? Some people are going to adapt that. Because, you know what, with the lockdown
that.
Kicking in and, you know, the way there was a high premium on toilet rolls
really
in the past.
Was.
I mean, people might have to decide, like, you know, I better go high fibre here because... They're just out of Jack's Rolls.
Imagine, he was looking at that. He was looking at all those people grabbing Jack's Rolls. And he was like, Egypts, should have just gone straight for the broccoli.
Tasman Archer, Sleeping Satellite here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, almost 19 minutes past 7 on this Tuesday. Thank you so much for letting us hang out with you. 087-188-0008. I'm just looking at BJ and all of the people trying to have a go at the hit bit. There's one person here, right? You know the way on WhatsApp it shows you the amount of times that somebody has... has kind of, you know, unread messages, let's say.
Yeah,
you know,
the
number of kind of unread. There's somebody here who has tried 115 times.
Good Lord.
To have a go at the hit bit.
If ever anyone deserved a go, that's wow. That person deserves a go.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Jesus.
It's just a string of hit bit and then the person's name.
Jesus.
And there's loads. There's a, there, oh my God! I've just found a bigger one. There's 186. Somebody's had 186 WhatsApps.
Oh my God. I have to flag that one. Mike, get them on.
Attempting to get on the... get on the hit, because that's what it is. People are going bananas for this. Obviously, we passed a 4K Monday yesterday, but the money is still big. It's over $2,000 all the time now.
2060 today, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, 2060 euro, I believe it is today anyway, on the classic hit bit. So, yeah, I can understand why someone might want to try and get their hands on it 180
Absolutely.
Times or whatever it is.
It's incredible,
yeah,
the
it's
amount
unreal.
Of people who have tried over and over and over again. And it's, you know, there's only, you can only get a couple on at a time to have a go. But anyway, listen, if you want to, if you fancy it, of course, Magic Mike, as always, is standing by on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Eternal, I Want to Be the Only One, here at Classic Hits, almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Hit bit on the way, and I'll tell you something. Literally have just read a message from Magic Mike.
Yes.
He's in the West today, of course, but as always, standing by on WhatsApp. Just sent a message saying, good news on the hit bit this morning.
Oh.
Now, I don't know what that means.
Oh.
Other than that's what the message said. Good news on the hit bit this morning.
Ooh. I'm not going to speculate, but I have a feeling I know what this is.
Oh, do you?
Well, I imagine... I know, I won't speculate. I'll say it to you oft with the microphonings because I have a tendency to speculate and get things so wrong.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I imagine he might be giving us something.
Really?
You
are we talking
I mean?
Clue direction?
I don't know. I don't look, I'm not saying anything. You said that. You said that, Jim.
Right,
I didn't
well,
say
listen.
Anything.
Hot off the presses, I've just literally read the message from Magic Mike that said good news on the hit bit this morning. Getting very excited about that, I have to say. Final call if you want to get involved, 087-188-0008. Hit bit on the way. But in the meantime, right, can I just say I'm amazed that this hasn't come back into the charts.
This song?
This song. Right? Now, this is the instrumental version so that we can chat about it.
Yeah, this is what Islands in the Stream, is it?
No. Oh, for God's sake. This is Zoom!
Oh, God.
From Fat Larry's band.
It is. For God's sake.
And I would have just thought that, right, well, at the moment, with like, let's face it, how much of life is carried out on Zoom?
How much of life is so much of it nowadays?
I'm amazed that this hasn't come back into the charts.
So many meetings.
Zoom! Just one look. And I realised you're in your kitchen. Yeah.
Just one look, and I know you're wearing a shirt and tie and pyjama bottoms. Just one look.
But anyway, look, the whole Zoom thing's going to go huge again because of the announcement that was made last night. There's going to be a lot more people once again working from home and carrying out their meetings and their interactions via Zoom or whatever.
Yeah, and look,
so
be
just
careful.
Be careful.
Be careful. Don't forget that in your own head, like the thing about Zoom is you sort of lose the tone of a room. You know, you lose the tone. You sort of you start to think maybe everybody feels like I do, and we'll push the boundaries. And sure, wouldn't it be great to give someone a bit of crack? You
yeah.
know what I mean? So a boss, an advertising boss, you would think might know a little bit more about a public
yeah.
opinion.
And you might think he might know a little bit about personal brand image and values and things.
You would have thought so. You would have thought so. Well, he filmed himself in the toilet as a prank during a Zoom call. And he's after getting the sack. He's after getting the bullet.
Oh,
he's
my
gone.
God.
So Nick Emery's his name, and he's claimed to have showed... He gave the Morden a little crack. He gave him a whole back crack. He gave him the whole size of it. He claimed to have showed his behind during a virtual meeting. He thought it would be funny.
He did this deliberately.
Yeah, he worked for a company called Mindshare. It's a global media and marketing service company, and he was the chief executive. Like, he had a really big job, responsible for like all the finances and stuff.
He was like the boss.
Oh yeah, he was responsible for multi-million pound budgets and like thousands of staff. Anyway, he has a meeting and he decides. He filmed his bum was hanging out when he was doing a wee-wee in the toilet.
And he had the whole bomb taken out, and he thought, this will be gas crack now. Who doesn't want to see
a new... Who doesn't want to see a middle-aged man's derriere?
Who doesn't want to see the chief executive's big hairy bottom in the middle of a meeting, is what he thought.
Of course.
And one of the witnesses talking to the Sun newspaper, actually, you know, and he says, he insists now he didn't bear anything. Except for the, you know, the bottom.
He didn't. Oh, right, okay. So there was no man vegetables or anything carried on.
No, it was done as tastefully as a distasteful joke can be.
Can be, yeah.
I suppose. Another source, they say, I love the way you say a source says. Basically, somebody, this fits the story. A source apparently said, Nick clearly didn't think it through. It was a spontaneous prank that's gone horribly wrong. And now he's lost his job completely. He's lost his gig. So if you're doing Zoom calls over the next while.
That's a big price to pay.
It is a big price to pay for an L joke, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like there's a bit of embarrassment. And then there's losing your job.
And then it's going down to your missus and saying, I'm after losing the job. What? What happened? I can't believe they sacked you.
Yeah. You're the chief executive. Who can sack you?
They've been up against you for years.
I mean, literally, you'd have to have done something, really offended people and everything. It's impossible.
Not as if you took your jocks off in a Zoom meeting or anything. What happened?
Well, now that you mention it. Kind of took me jocks off in the Zoom meeting. I mean, it was as distasteful as a distaste. I'm sorry, I ruined everything, Mrs.
Yeah, I know. Like you said, the hardest part of that is going to be the embarrassment.
Yeah. The thing about it is, when the guy goes to get a new job, okay?
Yeah.
And you have that inevitable question. So, why did you leave your last post? Well, I was actually relieved of my position. Oh.
All right.
Really, what was it? Was it a mistake? Or sort of, yeah.
It was more a joke. When I say I was relieved of my position, I relieved myself when I was in my position. So, as you can see, it didn't work out well for anybody. Although I promised to keep my tracksuit on during the Zoom meeting this time around.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The Hit Bit is worth a whopper, £2,060 this morning. I think we're going to have a very careful listen to it this morning. Mm-hmm. So here's what it sounds like. And Magic Mike comes to us apparently bearing good news.
Yes, indeed. Before we even get a guess, Magic Mike is about to unfold on the nation some tidings of comfort and joy.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. What is it, your sir?
Okay, lads. Did you ever get the feeling you may have over-dramatised?
Do you need a drum roll here? I can sort out a drum roll if you need it.
No. Hold on a second. You don't need a drum roll for this, right? But it is good news, right? Everyone's feeling a little bit down this morning. That's totally natural. And I'm going to give you a little bit of good news this morning that a clue is on the way, lads.
When is it on the way now? Hold on a minute. Are we about to give this away now? What are you talking about?
I was expecting a better reaction than that. However, it is on the way very soon, lads. Very soon.
Oh, my God. Look at this fudger.
He's a fudger.
Unbelievable. Yes, it in the future, it'll be coming.
Do you know what he's like? Do you ever see those buskers on the road and they have some big, brilliant act? And then just as they're about to do the big finale, they go, right, we're just going to collect a few euro. Yeah! You scalded me. You caught me out.
All right. No, but in fairness, that is good news. So definitely you're committing to a clue. You're just not committing to when.
Okay, me and Andy Bad News have been in consultation and we are committing to a clue very soon.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So, babe, do you know what they're hoping? Maybe they're hoping it gets one, so they can give a clue for the next one. Would it be a spoiler?
Right, okay. Well, listen, look, and it is good news because people have been going bananas to try and get their hands on a clue. So, whenever it happens, Magic Mike is saying very soon.
Very soon, apparently.
Take from that what you will.
Okay, let's get stuck into Wendy and hopefully she can ruin this party. How are you, Wendy?
Hiya, PJ and Tim.
How's it going, Wendy? By the way, PJ, this is Wendy who has sent 186 WhatsApps trying to get on to have a go at the Hit Bit.
Unreal. Wendy,
isn't it?
I'm telling you, how are you? And fair play to you for your determination.
Thanks a mil.
And imagine... You tried that much, Wendy, to get on, and he puts you on before he gives the clue.
Yeah. He's very annoying, isn't he?
Oh, he's a shocker sometimes, that lad. Shocker sometimes. So listen, Wendy, tell us, where are you? What are you up to? What's going on for you?
I'm in Donnymead and I'm off today.
Good for you. Good stuff. Good for you.
Well, let's try and give you 2,060 quid. Let's ruin Mike's party. What do you think this is, Wendy?
I think it's the police, Every Breath You Take.
All right. Cracking tune. All right, right, Michael. This is it. This lady has tried 186 times to say to you, the police and Every Breath You Take.
Okay, 2,060 euro. I mean, I do want to give away da-da-da. But unfortunately, it's not this morning, not for you, Wendy. Try again.
Oh, my God.
Wendy, you might not have won, but you got the best pun he's come out with for a long
yeah, for a while,
time.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
You brought the best out in him for sure. Listen, Wendy, stay safe, have a good day, and keep at it.
Thanks very much, you too. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a million.
Thanks,
cheers, Wendy.
Wendy.
Bye-bye.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Let's see what he does for Tracy. Hiya, Tracy.
Good morning.
Where are you this morning and what are you up to?
Oh, I'm in Clonay, just getting my son ready for school.
Oh, very good, very good. What's his name?
Dylan.
Yeah. Is he listening
to
us?
How are you, Dylan?
Yeah, he's listening.
Good stuff. How are you, Dylan? How are you, Dylan? Hey. Tracy, 2,060 quid, all for you if you can blow up Mike's party, which we're trying to do. What do you think it is?
Well, I'm not very hopeful now after that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sure, it's worth having a go anyway.
All right, my guess was Bonnie Tyler holding out for a hero.
Holding out for a hero.
God, we only played that the other day, didn't
we? Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Right, Bonnie Tyler, Michael, what about that?
All right, lads. I mean, you know what? This working remotely sometimes, you know, every now and then I get a little bit lonely.
and even
I need cheering up. And I'd love to cheer you up by giving the cash, but it's not it. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Tracy. Thanks for having me.
Have a good one, Tracy. Take care of yourself. Cheers.
Okay, see you later,
Not bad, Michael. Hats off to you today.
Are you ever coming round?
Oh, look, he's off.
Was that an official invite, was it?
Well, you can't because you can't go outside 5K.
Well, exactly, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's the only reason he offered, yeah. You've got to come round. Oh, you can't.
Oh, you can't. Oh. Yeah. Be careful or I'll make you me bubble partner. You'll never see the end of it.
I'll tell you something, you don't want to get stuck in a bubble with PJ Gallagher, Mike, I tell you, that's for sure. He creates his own bubbles. Men at Work Down Under here at Classic Hits, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, 20th of October. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And speaking of Down Under, PJ, can we just say hi to Elle, right? Elle is listening to us in Perth in Australia at the moment, okay? And sent us a really lovely message, nice message. And so thank you so much for that, Elle, and really appreciate it. You're very kind to say all of those nice things. Modesty forbids, obviously, that we would relay to the rest of the nation all the wonderful things you said about it.
Thank you very much, yes. We appreciate it very much and all of that and everything that goes with it, yes, indeed.
Absolutely. But Al, listening to us in Perth, Australia, very good morning to you and thanks a million, as I say, for that. Now it's time to get a little bit...
Time to get a little bit creepy. And it is Halloween and scary movies. Everybody's already started. Well, I know me and other horror aficionados who like to not be able to sleep at night sometimes.
Because you're actually saving up movies, aren't you?
I'm saving up movies. I'm saving up so much stuff.
That actually gave me an idea because I came across on Netflix, which I haven't seen, is the most recent Halloween movie.
I have it saved for the day.
Exactly. And that's what I did. I added it to the list because you said you're saving that Bly Manor one as well, aren't you?
Yes, although...
Yeah, don't think that's going to scare you too much, but you never know.
I'm hearing
a lot. You'll certainly be confused.
Negative reports about Bly Manor now.
You know. But anyway, look. But it's a good idea, kind of saving it up and then having a little horror movie fest on the day.
I'm saving up so much. The Twilight Zone has been remade. There's two series available there on Now TV. I'm saving them up.
Right.
And then, of course, I'm saving the Halloween film for the big day. But it means the debate once again starts. What's the scariest movie you can watch on Halloween night? What is the scariest horror film? Well, every time this debate comes up, people just say the one that scared them the most.
Right.
Well, get rid of it. A new study has attempted to rank them, and the way it ranked them was through heart rates. So this broadband choices company, the Science of Scare Project, was something they did. And what they did was they put a heart rate, they recorded the heart rates of over 50 people across 100 hours of horror films to determine which movies actually scared the majority of people more than the other movies. It's a proper good way to do it.
Yeah.
So this should tell us which the scariest horror movies available. They're mostly
now, when
recent.
It comes to horror movies, you know that we can get proper horror movies where it's this kind of stuff. It's like the what's going to happen and you're waiting and you're waiting. It's that suspense kind of thriller type horror.
Yeah,
which
the
is the stuff
I
prefer.
That's
yeah.
the ones I
Because I'm
like.
Not really into the gore fest stuff.
No, and all
as
the
much.
CGI nonsense. You know when you're terrified in a horror movie and it's all witchy Mac, witchy blah, 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 blah. And then you actually see it and you go, oh, really? They wrecked it now. Because it's just some floating CGI nonsense. You
yeah,
know?
I'm much more into this kind of stuff. This
let
plays,
your own head.
This gets, yeah,
oh,
once this stuff gets under your skin.
You.
But anyway, right, okay, so we've got a few, have we, that are going to.
We have a top 10. Now, one thing I'm disgusted about is one of the what I think is one of the scariest genuine horror films that I absolutely loved is just outside the top 10 at number 11, and it's The Ring.
What is it you think you know?
Hello? Before you die, you see the ring. You see the ring.
I don't care who you are. That is one of the scariest films ever. I saw that one and in the cinema and I couldn't sleep with the light off. Now, bear in mind, it was in my 30s.
Yeah.
You know, like,
now, is The Ring the one where she crawls out of the television?
That's the one, yeah.
Right, okay.
And
yeah.
then I watched the Japanese version of it. It was on in the middle of the night later on about the.
And then you actually ended up being scared in a totally different language.
Yeah, it was worse.
That's incredible.
It was actually worse.
It was more scary being scared in Japanese.
It was. There's something more scarier about it.
Wow.
I thought your woman was going to jump out of me. iPhone and all, and I was asleep and everything, Jim. Oh,
right,
terrified.
Now listen, do you want me to leave this spooky music or do you want a top 10 music? What would you prefer?
We don't know. I kind of like the scary music.
Right,
for
let's
a change.
Let's stick with the scary music
yeah,
then.
Let's
right.
Let's try and creep everyone out.
So these now, you're going to give us the top 10 most scary horror movies.
Yeah,
are you?
We won't stop for all of them because some of them don't qualify. The one that not is at number 10 is a film called The Visit. I don't think it should be there. For me, I've never even seen it because it's been advertised as a comedy horror film. And when a comedy horror film is advertised as that, it basically means they were making the movie, they realised it wasn't scary, so they put jokes in instead.
A comedy horror film?
Yeah.
And it made it into the scariest movie?
Made it into the scariest movie. I
no,
know
I don't like the sound of that.
Not into it.
Don't like it.
Number 9 is a movie called The Descent. Which I you may have seen it. It's a good horror film. They go basically into a cave. So a year after a tragic accident, everybody meets up together and they go down into a cave to remember somebody by doing a weird activity in a way only horror films can. And then they go down.
Man,
there.
I wish you did voiceovers in horror movies.
And then when they go down into the cave on this pointless trip of memorial for somebody that isn't even in the movie, they meet the zombie-like beasts that chase them around the cave.
Right.
That's what that movie's about.
Yeah.
I don't think it could be explained any better than that.
No, I think that you think you've nailed it.
Number 8 is a great Australian horror film called The Babadook. Have you seen that?
No, now, you see, when Sarah... Cleary. No, not Cleary.
It's Dr. Sarah Cleary.
Dr.
Yeah.
Sarah Cleary, yeah. When she was in with us, we were talking about this.
Yes.
Okay. And because I think she might have said this is one of what she regards as
one of the best.
Scariest.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Is it?
It's proper
that's, I
creepy,
think that's
yeah.
on. I'm not sure if it's on Netflix or. Anyway, I can't think I came across it.
Well,
I'm going to try and find it for Halloween.
Definitely. I recommend this one above most of them on this list. It's definitely very good. Weird stuff. Little ghoulie in the basement and all.
Oh.
The Conjuring 2 in at number 7.
I'm gonna get you now. I can hear you breathing.
You took your blindfold off. I win. I was in Christine and Nancy's room.
Girls, it's way past your bedtime.
Kids, man. Kids are terrifying.
They are
little kids.
Scary.
If you get a haunted house and a kid, you can't lose. There's always...
Why are kids so scary in horror movies?
Kids playing. The sound of kids playing when you know...
Because actually, one of the best things about that Bly Manor thing, I know you were saying you haven't had great reports, and it just gets a bit weird in the middle, that's all. There's a little bit... It gets a bit confusing in the middle. But it's not the worst.
Right, yeah.
But one of the best things about it, are the two weird kids.
Weird kids.
Yeah.
It always has to be posh weird kids.
Yeah, oh, these are proper posh
weird
kids. You know
what I mean? Kids. Normal kids aren't very scary. Normal kids are just being kids.
Yeah.
But for something about those kids that kind of act like they're adults in Downton Abbey that scared their life out of
you. Yeah. You want the girl, the little girl in it has this weird kind of catchphrase almost.
Right.
She keeps repeating.
Is it, I'm going to kill you?
Not quite.
Yeah, it's not that
not quite as blatant as that.
Yeah, I suppose. It kind of would be weird. It would ruin the movie straight away. Wouldn't it? It Follows is in number 6. That's a great horror film. It's a really original idea. So, yeah, if you basically get chased by somebody, right?
Who's right.
Trying to kill you. And the only way to stop that happening is by to have mommy and daddy time with somebody else. And then that person chases that person.
Oh, right. So you're ticking a number of boxes. It's a horror movie and there's loads of mommy and daddy time.
But you don't see any of that. It's just you very realise quickly that that's how you transfer away from getting yourself in trouble.
Right.
So people trying to save themselves.
What an amazing chat up line.
Yeah, isn't it?
Look, it's not like I want to do it, but I'm trying to save myself. We have to do it.
It's just that man is going to kill me if we don't do this deal.
Don't think you're special or anything.
Yeah, yeah. Very good, though. Paranormal Activity in at number 5. That's a cracker.
Look at that. What is that?
Looks like a triangle with a circle in it.
Right there. That's it. I mean, what does it mean?
He does not like you.
What? Who doesn't like me?
You'll find out.
Oh. Wait, you need to tell me what's going on.
I don't want you to get hurt.
Again, creepy
kids. Flipping
kids. Creepy
again.
Kids.
You know what's great about that movie? It's all the scenes where nothing really happens. So you just see the two of them lying in the bed and all. And then all of a sudden the sheets will be tugged a little bit. You know those scenes?
Oh, yeah,
It's like the CCTV and you're like, oh, jeez. Here, I'm never going to be able to lie down in the dark tonight. Every time I feel anything, I'll be there. Oh, jeepers, there's a ghosty pulling me toe. So that one is very good. Hereditary is another one that's recommended. Hereditary, if I'm right, is brilliant. Toni Collette is in it. You know her?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my. It's about a possession of, again, a weird kid. And what happens and why the kid is possessed. And all this mad. She builds these little houses and everything. And there's a big car crash and all that. I'm not explaining the plot very well, but she's deadly. The kid is creepy, and I recommend it very, very much.
Okay, Hereditary.
Yes.
I think I've seen that on Netflix, maybe.
Yes, that's where I saw.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very
okay,
good.
There's another one to
I'd
add
watch
to this.
Anything with her in it, though. If it was just
I may not come back in after the bank holiday. You do realise that?
I know.
I might
yeah.
be scared witless.
Hopefully. Mind you, if Toni Collette was in a movie where she was just sitting there listening to music, smoking a fag out the window for an hour and a half, I'd watch it because she's brilliant. The Conjuring number 1, the first Conjuring is there in number 3.
Right, okay.
And then Insidious is in number 2.
Right, what's that like?
Insidious is It's a possession of a kid again.
God.
That's what it is, yeah. It's a possession movie. Again, another one. And they have to try and figure out what this demon is inside the young fella. To be honest with you, it's all right. Every other movie we've mentioned, I think, is slightly better than it, if I'm being totally honest. And that brings us to number 1, which is called Sinister.
I have never been onto something this big before.
Early Christians believed that Bagul actually lived in the images themselves and that they were gateways into his realm.
Sweetheart, what are you doing?
Painting. I wanted to paint her picture.
Who are you talking about?
Stephanie. She's glibbing.
That sounds scary.
And you know what the best thing about this is for me?
What?
Haven't seen it. I haven't seen the number 1 movie that's on the scary list. So
excellent.
It gives me something else to say.
And is it available to see? Can we track it down?
I don't honestly know. I'm reading about it here. I'm looking at the poster. Even the poster's quite scary. It must be a man Bagul they're talking about there.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's the problem with an Irish accent, isn't it? Like he says, Bagul is coming. And then I go, Bagul.
Yeah.
And it sort of sounds
you
like,
make it sound like the bear out of the Jungle Book.
I make it sound like something that you'd learn in Irish class when you were younger. Yeah, Bagul.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what else I haven't watched?
Is the Irish word for a bugger in your nose.
And I might get around to watching it maybe around Halloween. Is that there's a weird it was on Netflix and it's got a real long title. It's like the something. Look, I'm not even going to attempt it right. But basically, it's like they're performing an autopsy.
Right.
Do you know? It's like a guy and a younger guy and they're performing this autopsy. And it kind of all gets the trailer for it makes it look proper scary.
It. Is it serious?
I'm going to track it down. I'll track down the name of it. Somebody's saying Sinister is on Netflix.
Oh, very good.
So that's good. We'll be able to track that one down.
And it's made by the people that made Paranormal Activity as well. So it must be decent if you're into scary movies.
Yeah.
If you're the type of person like me who actually gets scared by scary movies, there's not worse than watching a scary movie with someone that goes,
So stupid.
You're stupid. I'm enjoying myself being scared of my mind here.
I do get scared, but then I get embarrassed and I'm so scared.
And sometimes I don't think I'm scared. And I'll be watching it and I go, oh, that's great here. I'm just running to the jacks. And all of a sudden I'm standing there with me back to the door going, oh, Jesus.
Well, somebody put the light on.
Yeah, what's going on?
I need to go to the toilet.
Are you moving around up here? Why will you stop messing with you?
By the way, let us know 087-188-0008 if you think there's anything that that should rate as an absolute must see horror movie wise for Halloween or whatever. Maybe particularly if it's like a, you know, maybe not the obvious ones. If it's if there's a little classic that you know of that you think would be well worth a look. 087-188-0008
because there's definitely some classics missing off that list as well. Like, even not classics, even stuff
like that one I was trying to tell you about that I didn't know the title and I didn't know who was in it and all that sort of stuff.
The one with the Latin name or something.
Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel, here at Classic Hits, almost 20 to 9. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Final call. Magic Mike, of course, standing by 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to let him know. Also, thank you so much for all the WhatsApps in. What a reaction to the horror movies.
Unreal, isn't it?
Oh my God, the horror genre is huge, isn't it?
Absolutely.
People
huge.
Love it.
People are mad into it. I think it's one of those things. It's the Marmite of sort of cinema. You either absolutely love it or it does nothing at all for you. Of course, I am very into it.
Now, there was a few, I mean, you know, of all, and there was a lot of WhatsApps, and among them, there was various things, people maybe not taking it quite seriously enough. Some people saying that, you know, the scariest thing to ever watch is their husband getting up in the morning.
Well, I'd well believe it.
A few people saying their wedding video is the scariest thing they've ever seen.
Didn't you know that was going to come? Didn't you?
And, what was the other one? There was another one. Oh, I forget what the other one. Oh, yeah. Last year's premiership was the scariest thing they've ever seen.
It's not nearly as... If you're talking about us, Jim, this is literally the worst, the scariest it's ever been
now,
this year.
A couple of things, right, which you as our resident horror expert will be able to comment on. A lot of people absolutely irate that Salem's Lot...
Didn't make it
into the top 10.
That is one of those amazing horror films that I never think of when I'm asked about it. Mm. And it's one of the best ever. And it has those vampires, the Nosferatu style, where they're little, it's the front two teeth. It's like they chipped their teeth drinking a can of Coke. Someone kicked the football and he chipped his tooth and he got real annoyed over it, so he went around on the rampage.
Yeah, loads of people said about it, you know, if that's not on it, sure, it's not a list at
that's
all.
That's a great one to watch again now, because I actually can't even remember most of it.
And then there was various other ones. There was people saying surely the original Exorcist.
Yes.
And then a lot of people wondering about things like, you know, the Nightmare on Elm Street stuff. Where's Freddy Krueger on the list and all that
both
stuff?
Both of those are on the list. It's just we couldn't go far enough down the list. Shockingly, they're both between, so they don't 10 make the 20.
Right, okay. So not top 10, but definitely top 20.
Yeah, but I know what they're saying, though, because, you see, again, age comes into this. Mm. So if you're as old as some of us here, like, we're practically the walking dead, Jim, then you would probably go that way. But, like, Nightmare on Elm Street was number 13, whereas the original X is 17. So they just fall down the list. I bet you it's because of the age, because they tested younger people.
Yeah. Now, here's a few to get your one on, right? Somebody agreeing with you that the original Japanese version of The Ring is far scarier than the current one that's out there at the moment.
The American one.
Also, here's a mad thing that somebody sent in, right? You know, we're talking about Bly Manor.
Yeah.
And whether you end up liking it or not when you watch it, okay, or whether you find it. But, you know, I was telling you about the weird girl that's in it. The kid, right? And she has this weird catchphrase and thing and all that sort of stuff, right? Somebody has texted, and I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody is claiming that that girl, right, is the girl who provides the voice of Peppa Pig.
Stop it. You're joking me.
I don't know if it's true. I'm just saying it's on the WhatsApp.
I have to get to the bottom of this. This is something we need to get
solved. Which would be kind of amazing.
I always presumed that was some... I mean, for want of a better term, I always presume Peppa Pig was an ill one. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I was on to somebody just doing the voice.
Like. Yeah. Right now, there's also, somebody was saying there's a, I think it's a French horror movie called The Orphanage. Does that ring any bells?
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a weird plot to it. Like, it's not something you can see coming, because with a lot of horrors, even the good ones, you kind of know what's going on.
Yeah. Amy, ring any bells?
haven't seen that one now.
Amy.
Haven't seen that.
Okay. The first Paranormal Activity.
Yes.
Was the scariest thing ever, according to Fergal.
It definitely is. It's up there with Blair Witch levels. Like, it's that sort of hidden footage thing. You know, it's all of that sort of... They put the cameras around the house to try and see if something's going on. And it's like we were saying, it's all that sort of the bed sheets getting tugged and all that kind of nonsense.
And a few people disagreeing with you. Somebody saying they thought the Babadook was absolutely awful.
Yeah, well,
they were really excited, looking forward to it. Didn't find anything scary about it whatsoever.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with you, really. I thought it was amazing. It's so dark and weird.
And somebody else saying that Hereditary, which you mentioned, was another one they thought was rubbish as well.
With Toni Collette.
And The Descent, apparently, according to Lisa, is as bad as Bly Manor.
Okay, I'll give you The Descent. I'm not mad into The Descent. But the one with Hereditary with Toni Collette. Yeah.
Somebody saying, who is this? Nick saying, Hereditary was that bad, people in the cinema got up and walked out. A shockingly bad movie.
They were scared. They got up and they left because they were scared. That's what it was. They were just letting on. They thought it was terrible. That's all it was. Go way over that.
Right, let me see if I can find, anything else here that... guys, the film that freaked me out the most was Event Horizon.
Oh, that's a great movie. Yes, Sam Neill and everything.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Seen that?
I think, well. Okay.
That's not a horror movie, though, is it? I think
kind
I've seen
is.
That.
Is ah, it kind of is. It's like a science fiction horror, yeah.
Yeah. The Strangers, somebody saying. Don't know that one.
Oh, that is scary. That is scary because even just the way they look with the sort of potato sacks on their heads and all.
Yeah.
Oh, jeepers, Jim. I tell you something. Like, you know the way people wear balaclavas robbing the bank? Wear an old potato sack. You're much scarier.
Then, again, lots of the classics. The Shining. Somebody saying, Check the Children. Is that the name of a movie?
I don't know what
that one is. Or maybe they meant to send that to their other half.
Yeah, they're like, oh, jeepers, Check the Children.
Would you Check the Children there? Because they're talking about horror movies.
And they're after scaring the life out of me. I think our young one is possessed.
And somebody said, you know the way you were talking about the amount of times that most horror movies involve possession of someone? And there's apparently a movie called The Possession, which somebody says is a great horror.
It's not very original title, though, is it? It's like calling a horror movie Ghosts. Yeah.
And again, you mentioned Blair Witch Project, that's come in. Two from recent times, according to Eddie and Glasnevin, are Deliver Us From Evil and also
good.
A Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place, very good as well. Yes, it is. Mind you, I'm getting the two confused. I know I've seen about... It's the problem when you watch horror films all the time. You forget which is which. You're like, you get your ghoulies mixed up with your goblins.
Yeah. And then just to be... just to balance it out a bit, Michael and Mead has been on to say, Young Frankenstein is my kind of scary.
Yeah, go for the heavy stuff there, all right?
Oh, yeah. Listen, thanks a million for that. I'd say Magic Mike might continue this on social media because the response is phenomenal with people and movies recommended and stuff that they find either scary or not. People having a go at a lot of movies as being rubbish. Elaine and Tala maintain she's never been scared at a horror movie. In fact, if anything, she gets people given out to her because she laughs. But don't they say that's a sort
nervous
of either
laughter.
Side? Exactly, either side of the same.
Nervous laughs, yes, it is. Yeah, we go on the lane. We know you're cacking yourself, really.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Now we're on board this week with Kinsale Hotel and Spa. They've got a whole load of different promotions on the go at the moment. They've got the Keep It Cork hotel packages so you can have a Corkation, PJ, your favourite.
Indeed, yeah.
Corkation.
I would love one.
They've all sorts of stuff. The autumnal bestie breaks. They've got family breaks, couples spas breaks, couples spa breaks, coastal afternoon tea, Wild Atlantic Way dinner B&B packages, whole loads of different promotions. All of them, by the way, you'll find on their website. If you go to KinsaleHotelAndSpa.ie, you'll be able to check out everything that they have to offer. And they've given us, in fairness to them, a whole range of different prizes this week. We have our overall top prize, which is a two-night luxury stay in the recently refurbished Superior Lodges at Kinsale Hotel and Spa. That's for a family of up to six people, which is pretty cool. If you're the runner-up, they'll give you one of those Keep It Cork overnight dinner, bed and breakfast packages for two. And if you're not lucky enough to win either of those with us on the Breakfast Table Quiz, if you go to our social media pages, if you go to Facebook, Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, the Classic Hits ones, you'll have the opportunity to win on there as well. So it's prizes galore this week.
Absolutely, yeah. We're giving so much away and seven still to score to beat. So eight or more will put you right up there in the running if you can get there this week. And Peter is going to have a go this morning for us. Hiya, Peter.
Morning, lads. How are you?
Oh, good, Peter. How about you? What's the story with you?
I'm sitting in my car outside work, just about to start work.
Right? Oh, great. And what is work?
Working in the deli in Super Value in Castle Troy.
All right, okay.
Jelly, Peter.
Yeah. Ooh. After our sausage party last week, Peter, you know what I mean? It's people like you are our favourite people in the world.
Absolutely. That's what I call an essential worker.
Definitely.
Good man, Peter. Right, listen, this is looking good for you because, in fairness, it's seven to beat at the moment, so that sounds very doable. And, of course, there's the added advantage of a runner-up prize as well. So you must be fairly confident going into it.
Fingers crossed anyway, I'm hoping for the best.
Okay, right, let's do it. PJ, good to go?
Good to go, yeah.
Very best of luck, Peter. Here we go.
What currency is used in the Netherlands?
Euro.
Someone who watches a lot of TV would be called a couch what?
Potato.
The children's game is called hide and what?
Seek.
Whose 70s hits included Maggie May and Sailing?
Rod Stewart.
What Italian city is famous for its shroud?
Turin.
In science, what does the term UHF stand for?
Pass.
Ultra high frequency. What nationality are Bon Jovi?
American.
What is the medical name for a kneecap?
No, pass.
The patella. What is the capital of Spain?
Madrid.
What does YMCA stand for?
No, pass.
Young Men's Christian Association. How many pounds are there in one stone?
14.
Yeah, George Orwell's novel was called Animal What?
Farm.
In Star Wars, who is C-3PO's robot friend?
R2-D2.
How many years long is a US presidential term?
Four.
What is someone who shoes horses called?
Sure.
It's a farrier. Which word goes before vest, beans and quartet?
String.
That's yeah! The one! Ah, Peter, you are absolutely flying. Flying there. Not a bother on you. Tell you, you'd know you were a person that makes people happy with sausages for
absolutely.
A living.
Absolutely. Yeah. Deli people are the bestest
the best
people in the world.
Best people in the world. Best people in the world.
Right, here we go, Peter. This is the score. I think you know you've easily beaten seven. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Hey. Yeah, I
now,
tell you,
that is a good score.
That is a really good score, especially the last few weeks. They're going to be very hard to beat this week, Peter. Keep your fingers crossed.
Oh, thanks very much, guys.
Surely there's got to be a prize in that for you, Peter. Score 12 is a good score any week, but I tell you, this week when there's extra prizes up for grabs, it should be a belter. Listen, have a great day. Thanks for playing, Peter.
Thank you so much, guys.
Cheers. Take care. Bye. That's Billy Joel and Tell Her About It here at Classic Hits. It's almost 23 minutes to 10 o'clock. We're here till 10, of course. Folks, thank you for letting us hang out with you. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. Bit of a miserable looking old day. Soft day, as Tony Northside Tony has texted in.
Indeed.
Soft until you get a smack of the breeze, the rainy breeze in your face. Ooh. Anyway, listen, if you want a bit of good news, okay?
Ah, stop that now.
Hey, you say, well, you don't know what I'm going to say.
I don't know what I'm going to say.
Good news is the toy show is definitely happening.
As usual, he walks me into a trap, then slaps me in the back of the head and goes, hey, yes, I'm sorry. That is good news. Even for a miserable old Grinch like myself, that
it would
is
be terrible now.
News.
It would be terrible if, I mean, that would be a shocking kind of victim of all of this madness would be if the toy show didn't happen.
And of course, it's been under question an awful lot.
Well, understandably, because, you know, a big part of the toy show is the participation. So yeah. How do you do the participation in a safe way?
Exactly like that. So, but they are coming, they've come up with an idea. Now, I'm not sure what the idea is, but they have assured us, even knowing that these new restrictions are happening and these new level 5 or 4.8, 9.5 or whatever the hell
yes,
it is.
Exactly.
Even though that is now coming down upon us, they've assured us. Ryan Tubridy has said there will absolutely, definitely, positively, 100% be a toy show this year.
There you go.
Now, it will be a toy show unlike any we've seen before, but it will be happen. I suppose, you know something? It's not like Christmas wouldn't be Christmas. Because fart to Christmas. But it's Ireland wouldn't be Ireland if there wasn't a toy show. Like, it is one of those things. It's like Tato Crisps, Denny Rashers and the toy show. Like, if you were to try and describe what Ireland actually is, it's one of those fundamentals that make up the country. So I'm glad. I'm very glad to hear
Even you can appreciate the extra element of the toy show.
Even I can...
Outside of even Christmas.
Look, even an old hoe rag like myself can appreciate the magic of the toy show, I have to say.
Look, there's another kind of, positive... Yeah. Christmas story that you found as well. I mean, this could be a potential solution, could it, for you?
How do you mean for me?
Well, in terms of maybe taking the emphasis off the whole madness of tradition.
Well, you would think so, you know what I mean? And I would have thought, I read this initially and I thought, yes, exactly, this is a great way to relieve the tensions of a house. But once again, no good deed goes unpunished. And a mother who's been making the Christmas dinner for her family for years and years and years, and on Christmas Day, you said this year she'd like to have... No, she goes to her family. Here, come here. What about we just have the big dinner on Christmas Day this year, or Christmas Eve this year, and then we can eat the leftovers on Christmas Day, and I get the day off to hang around with all of you.
And just relax and enjoy.
Yeah.
Great idea.
And her family said, no, what are you talking about? Ruin tradition. Get in there and slave away on your own for the day. And let us useless, let your useless horde of imbecile advice and family do nothing but engorge themselves while you waste your day on us.
Your useless offspring.
Let your useless offspring and husband press the remote, snore into the remote control or whatever the hell. And she couldn't believe the backlash she got over it.
Her
family were like, absolutely not. Yeah, it's not happening. So she went online looking for opinion. She was like, come here. Is this real? I'm after really upsetting the household. What do you think about this? She goes, I just feel like I've missed out every year and spending quality time with the family because I'm always so busy in the kitchen. And a lot of people went with the family. They were like, what? Gee, I said, well, aren't you lucky, aren't you? That you can you throw yourself out the way you want and just not even make the dinner. Well, I personally prefer. I love making Christmas dinner. It makes not these people.
Oh my God!
Grant, yeah, you love making. Maybe you have help, or maybe you don't want to talk to your family.
Regardless, at the end of the day, why can't she have her own Christmas?
That's
terrible of our family to no. Our Christmas will be spoiled, so it's much more important that your Christmas is spoiled so that I can have mine.
And I know, I'm with this woman 100%. I've been spoiling my Christmases simply by spending them with my family for years and years and years. And you say you just don't want to do it, and they all look like you slapped them in the face with an Easter egg.
Can I just point out as well, right, that there are places around the world, there are cultures around the world, who the big day is the Christmas Eve. Have their kind of main Christmas celebration on the Christmas Eve rather than the Christmas Day.
There you go. Look,
so, these people are Philistines.
Philistines. I didn't even know that was such a thing. And now I'm reading it, I see that you are absolutely right. For a lot around the world, Christmas Eve is the big day. And Christmas Day is a sort of recovery day after it.
Yeah.
Where you do as little as possible in celebration. Where you watch Willy Wonka to celebrate Jesus. That's what you do.
There is no better celebration.
There's no way. Or maybe the Wizard of Oz. I don't know. Other people giving her grief saying, and why is it taking you the whole day to cook your dinner anyway? I mean, it's a Sunday roast. What's the big deal? Oh my God. People are so judgmental.
You see, that's the trouble. That is the thing that spoils Christmas. It's the very thing that people celebrate. They go on about, in ads and everything, celebrating tradition.
Yes.
All that does is it enslaves you to a way of behaving.
It does, yeah.
Instead of it actually being about, genuinely trying to find what is the joy in it.
The joy.
What's the part that you all want, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But no, it's like, oh no, well, we always have to go and do that. No, we always have it at that time. Oh, we always... Right, okay.
That's why for the first time ever I'm really looking forward to Christmas, because I'm not going to go to see anybody. I'm going to sit in my underpants all day eating pizza, watching Willy Wonka. I'm going to have a great time. And I'm not going to answer the phone. I'm not going to talk to anyone. If I hear carolers, I'm going to shout, shut up! I'm going to turn up AC/DC music as loud as I can.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be the first time ever.
It's amazing listening to you there. It's the amount of Christmas spirit coming from you. It's quite extraordinary. It's quite extraordinary.
And I'm gonna have a great time.
Happy. What's that line in Merry Christmas? All of no. What is that line?
I was gonna say Happy Birthday, Jesus. But that's not it either, is it?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
God bless us, everyone.
That's the one.
God bless us.